Uriah.
刚刚我们谈到先知他的预言有几个特性。
And we talked about a few natures of the prophet's prophecies.
当我们在讲解撒迦利亚书的时候呢，我们也会适时的来做一个介绍。
And when we're speaking of Zechariah, we will make a brief introduction upon every section.
我们就会清楚知道他这个先知预言的特性。
And so we would understand the important nature of the prophet's prophecies.
因此呢，我们可以这么说哈，先知他预言可能会有近程、中程跟长程的这个应验。
And so we could talk about that the prophecies of the prophet would have a close range, medium range, and long range.
比较近期的，就是跟他们当代的年代呢，不会差很远的。
And close range will be in the close proximity during their era at the time.
那比较长程，中程呢，应该是进入末世的时候啊，就是基督耶稣来啊，他比如说这个他降生了，使徒时代的教会建立了。
And middle range will be the birth of Messiah and also Christ and also the building of the church during the apostolic times.
或是先知他有预言圣灵要降临的这些应许。
And also the prophets will be prophesized the coming of the Holy Spirit.
那比较长程，就是靠近末日的时候。
And something long range will be towards the end times.
那这些我们在讲道的过程当中，我们都会再提到。
And so during our sermon, we will talk about this again.
我们再看看。 研读先知书.
And so that we have to, so let's look upon the study of the prophetess books.
大概有五个步骤.
And so there are about five different steps.
这是我们要留意的.
And so these are the things that we have to pay attention to.
首先是有关于他的背景.
And first is this background.
先知他讲这个预言, 他首先是在当时候的背景, 在那个基础上来讲.
And so the prophecies from the prophets at the time, they would be based on their local demographic area.
所以要了解, 当然要先回到那个时候的背景。
And so in order to understand it, you definitely have to understand the background during that era.
那借着圣经本身所提供给我们的一些资料,
and through some of the basic contents that the Bible will provide us,
我们大概也可以掌握。
And maybe we could have a total grasp.
那么另外呢, 就是有关一些圣经的工具书呢, 它也提供这方面的参考。
And some of the working tools of the Bible also provides such references.
先回到那个背景, 才知道先知他为什么要这么说。
And it's going back to the background, so you have to understand that why would the prophets speak of such?
然后我们从字面上来自然了解他的意思。
And so the characteristic contents, then you would understand its in-depth meanings.
那当我们自然的从日面了解意思,
and so naturally, when we understand its meanings,
以后我们才能够再继续的做一些解释。
And so that we could again make a more in-depth explanation.
那再来掌握先知书它的一些主题。
And so to have a total grasp of some of the main focus.
我们几乎可以这样肯定,
and so we could be affirmed.
先知书的主题大概不外乎这一些。
And so some of the topics of the prophetess books are mainly such.
提出警告,
and to provide warnings.
也责备, 指出他们的罪行,
and to rebuke and to point out their faults.
再来谈到复兴的信息,
and also the aspects of revival.
神管教以后也要把他们裹伤。
And so after a punishment was issued by God, they would be patched up and cured.
让他们回来。
And so they could be returned.
还有预言弥赛亚的降生。
And also the prophecy of the coming of and the birth of Messiah.
就是谈到教会也要建立。
And so this is talking about the establishment of church.
就是圣殿的重建。
And the reestablishment of the temple.
还有救赎,
and also salvation.
救他们脱离这个巴比伦,
and to deliver them away from Babylon.
使他们能够回来,
and so they could return back.
这也是谈到主耶稣的救赎,
and so this is also talking about the savings of God.
那再来就谈到审判了,
and also the judgment.
那审判当然它有历史性，有多重性，也有多层性。
And so, of course, it has this historic and also multiple occurrence and multi-layer.
那最后的终极应验啊，末日应验也会一个全面性的。
And so the ultimate revelation will be revealed.
所以我们在读先知书会发现说，它很多的信息好像都一直重复。这一章谈这个，下一章又看到同样的这个信息。
And so reading the prophet's books, we will realize that many of the contents are layered together because you will see this here and then you will see it somewhere else.
所以可能这些先知书的内容呢，是先知他一次一次的讲到，把它放在一起。
And so it's possible that these contents are through each and every time when they speak and then it's being grouped together.
啊，那虽然重复啊，这表示说这是重要的信息。
And so because the reason that's being repeated because it has important messages.
当我们能够掌握先知书他讲的这些主题，我们在道里头去读的时候，那个方向啊，目标很清楚啊，就是说用目标来确认我们现在走的路。
So after we have understanding of these main focus, then when we reading the prophet's books, then we could just go with these directions.
那可能我们第一次去读的时候，我们还没有办法去掌握。
And maybe if we're reading for the first time, then we cannot have a understanding of it.
啊，就是多读几次。
And we have to read it a few times.
啊，比如说一天给他读一次。
And maybe read it once a day.
啊，三天就读三次了。
And so after 3 days, so you'll be reading it 3 times.
我们就慢慢能够进入状况。
And so slowly we could be in accordance.
那我们在讲解先撒迦利亚书的时候。
And if we're talking about the book of Zechariah,
就可以印证这一点。
And so this is something that's very evident.
他谈的主题不外乎这些。
And so most of the main topics that discuss will not be apart from these.
那当我们把这个撒迦利亚书读过一次以后，
But after reading the book of Zechariah once,
我们也尽可能每一句话都来解释。
And so we will try to explain every sentence.
那然后呢，我们就带着这个概念呢，再去读其他的先知书。我们忽然间会觉得，好像我们比较能够掌握。
And so after we have these focus and reading the other prophet's books, then we could have a better understanding of it.
啊，自然我们就会喜爱圣经。
And naturally, we will love the Bible.
啊，所以我们希望大家能够好好读圣经。
And so I'm hoping that everyone can really study the Bible and read the Bible.
那在读的时候，你可以留意不断重复的一个字眼，那应该是重要的。
And so throughout reading, you could pay attention to repeated contents, and this will have important messages.
啊，另外呢，就是说我们在读的时候呢，我们可能会去要，我们应该要去留意到它那个语气的转换，它有大的段落，但是也有小的段落。
And when we're reading it, we have to pay closer attention to the changing of the tone, because it would have major sections and smaller sections.
小段落集合成大段落。
And so the smaller parts will be grouped into bigger parts.
我们就会一直能够掌握到它整卷书它在讲什么。
And so we can definitely have an understanding of what the entire book is talking about.
啊，所以通常我们的习惯是这样的。
And so usually this is our habit.
你大概这卷书读了几次以后，
After reading this book a few times,
你可以拿一张纸，一支笔。
And you could take a pen and a piece of paper
啊，一本圣经
and then a Bible.
你就读
and start reading.
从第一句话开始，留意到它语气的转换
And from the first sentence, then you pay closer attention to the changing of the tone.
啊，那如果说他已经谈到这个语气转换，或者是说他另有主题出现的时候，我们大概就知道说啊，这个就是一个段落了。
And so once you realize that there's a change of the words, and then maybe at this time that you would understand that this section would end here.
那你就可以用一句话去涵盖这一个小段落。
And so you could use a paraphrase to basically summarize this section.
啊，这一句话可能是一个短句，或是一个有完整意思的一句话。
And maybe this is a short sentence with short phrase, but maybe this is a complete word structure.
然后再往下继续读。
And then you will continue reading.
啊，你会发现说他所谈的大概到这个地方为止，下一个段落呢是另外一件事了。
And you will realize that this section would end here, and then the next section will begin.
这样读这样写会让我们更专注。
And so while reading it this way and writing it this way, it will let us be more focused.
这个时候我们就会去留意上下文，它这个文脉的这个进行。
And so from this, you could understand the different parts of how the literature is portrayed.
好像在读一封信一样。
And just like reading a letter.
啊，那一篇一篇把它集合起来。
And you will read it one letter at a time.
我们就是这样来读圣经。
And so this is how we read the Bible.
好，我们再往下。
And so we will move on.
第三个就是提出教训。
And third will be talking about the basic principles.
历史的教训对今天的我们的基督徒来讲，跟神的教会有什么警示跟提醒？
And so the principles of history, what does that have to do with the church today, and what kind of warning does it provide?
圣经记录起来就是要给我们得到教训。
And so from the Bible, it's to provide us with essential teachings.
个人的灵修或是个人 的信仰。
And maybe this is related to self-cultivation or self-faith.
或是国家的走向。
And or the direction of the country.
今天教会的发展。
And also the development of the church.
历史是最好的一面镜子。
And so history is the best evidence.
这个聪明的人从历史得到教训。
And so those people that are smart will learn from history.
没有智慧的人他不断在重演历史。
And those that are not wise, they will make history reoccurring again.
历史不会重演，只有人去重演历史。
And history will not reenact itself, only men would do such.
那既然记在圣经，就是有它警惕的作用。
And so if this is recorded in the Bible, of course it would provide a certain element of warning.
那么再来思想，我们今天在生活中，我们该怎么样来改变自己，该有哪些要实践的。
And so we should think about our own life and our lives today. What are some of the things that we have to make real or make it happen?
虽然这个历史呢，超过了两千多年。
And although this history has happened for more than 2,000 years,
像小加利亚书呢，他写的这个先知他工作的年代是在主前520年。
And the book of Zechariah, during the time when the prophets are working, this is 520 before Christ.
距离我们现在大概2500年。
And so it's about 2,500 years from us today.
但是呢，人在罪里面被捆绑。
And so man is being bounded in sin.
人的本性，他堕落的本性都是一样的。
And the fallen nature of man, it's practically all the same.
只是在不同的时代，它有不同的面相。
And so during different era and times would have different image.
但是他内在那个软弱都是一样的。
But the inner weaknesses are all the same.
人性的堕落，人性的软弱，大概都是一致的。
And the fallen of mankind and also the weaknesses of man is all the same.
所以我们是读古书，但我们不为古人掉泪，要为自己来提醒。
And so when we're reading these ancient books, we will not shed tears on their behalf, but this actually acts as a warning for ourselves.
所以2500多年前的东西跟我今天21世纪的人有什么关联？
And so something that happens 2,500 years ago, what does that have to do with my modern day today?
人性一样。
And so the nature of man are the same.
需要也一样。
And you have the same needs.
但是神的话语没有改变。
And does the words of God change?
历经这么多的年代，人的需要还是一样的。
And throughout many different focus of history, the needs of men are still the same.
所以在今天，神依然借着圣经在对我们说话。
And so today, God is still speaking to us through the Bible.
选民要建立一个合乎神旨意的国度。
And so the chosen people need to establish the kingdom that was based on the will of God.
那今天神的教会也是一样，要建立一个合乎神旨意的教会。
And so God's church will be the same. It has to be built based on the will of God.
那么在这当中生活、追求以及侍奉的人。
And so doing this life and then the pursuing and also servitude.
我们也要根据圣经来看。
And we have to examine it through the Bible.
前人走的路呢，可以作为我们的参考。
And so, the ways of the ancient, people walked, could act as a warning.
啊，那我们思考的方式就是，你可以用反思的，这个对我什么教训？
And so when you think about this impact of history, you could view it as something that would affect yourself.
年代不一样。
And so the era is different.
但是圣经神的教训是一样的。
And but in the Bible, the teaching and the teaching of God is the same.
所以我们在读的时候，你要赶快来把它整理成一句有意义的真理性的话语。
And so when we're reading it, you have to group it into something that's meaningful.
啊，然后把它拿来用到我们今天的生活。
And so you would take it and use it as life application today.
像圣殿的重建。
And just like the reestablishment of the temple.
是神为耶路撒冷来大发热心。
And so it's because God that helped Jerusalem and revived.
啊，所以今天神的教会呢，神也一定会看顾。
And so if this is the church of God today, then God would definitely look upon it.
重建圣殿完成，这是神的工作。
And so after the rebuilding of the temple, this will be is God's work.
所以神的工作，他必定成全。
And so God will definitely fulfill His own work.
好，那么这一句话就是我们今天很好的勉励。
And so this passage will be a very good encouragement for us today.
那这就是我们读经以后呢，我们把它拿来反思，成为我们今天的教训。
And so after studying the Bible, then we could use it.As a reflection for our own examination.
那这当中，我们必须要用一个逻辑性的这个类比的方法呢，就把它导出一个教训出来。
And we could use a logical sense of thinking, to derive a principal teaching.
啊，特别是这个国家灭亡的这样一个大警惕啊，对我们来讲是深具意义的。
And especially the perishment of the whole entire nation, this.Definitely acts as a very serious warning to us all.
啊，那这个就比较偏重于在灵修，在道德生活方面的。
And this is more emphasizing on spiritual cultivation and a life of morality.
啊，那第四个部分我们要留意的是什么呢
？And so, what is the fourth part that we have to pay attention to?
就是预言呐。
And so, this will be the prophecies.
那既然先知书里面呢，大部分所说的是预言。
And so, in the book of the prophetess books, and mostly talks about prophecies.
我们也了解到它有它的历史性、多重性、多层性跟终极的这个应验。
And we know that this has its historical nature and multi-occurrence nature, and as well as multiple layer.
所以我们要去留意。
So we have to pay attention to.
那我们可以留意什么呢
？And so, what do we have to pay attention to?
他留意现在先知所说的这个预言，他在各时代有多重应验跟多层应验的现象。
And we have to be mindful of the fact that the prophecy of the prophets has occurred in different times and era, and then provided with multiple experiences and multiple levels.
我们说多数的预言都具有我们所讲的这四个特性。
And so we talked about the multiple number of prophecies, and it would this be describing with the four teachings that we have said.
但是它的基本是说，要看它预言的内容是指的什么。
And but the basic understanding of it, you wanted to see what is the nature of the prophecies.
多数来看都具有这四个特性。
And so in the majority aspects, and it would have these four essence.
好，那么我们在思想神的救赎计划。
And so we have to think about the salvation of God and plans.
啊，真教会的出现跟发展。
And also the occurrence of the true church and appearing of the true church and also development and connections.
先知书里面的预言它有提到应许的圣灵要降下。
And so in the prophetess books, it would talk about these prophecy will be revealed.
啊，要为以色列百姓来开一个洗罪的泉源。
And a flow of a fountain that will be in redeeming scenes will be opened up for the Israelites.
要把他们的罪孽投入深海。
And their sin and iniquities will be thrown into the deep seas.
大卫的苗裔，大卫的后裔呢，要有人出来当属灵的王。
And from the roots of David, then there will be reign a spiritual king.
啊，各族各方各民呢，他们要流归神的山。
And so all the different tribes and nations of people, they will come back together as one.
有谈到基督的救赎。
and it would talk about the salvation of Christ.
谈到教会的建立。
And the establishment of church.
啊，它怎么样的发展。
And what kind of developmental phase is going to.
那这个就跟我们有关联。
And so this has something to do with us.
那另外还要思考这个预言它的属灵意义跟教学。
And also you have to think about that, what kind of spiritual meanings and teachings does the prophecies carry?
那神为什么要预备一个得救的教会出现？
And why does a God need to prepare a true church that will deliver mankind?
那么它的作为是什么？
And what is its effect?
啊，它的理由是什么？
And what is its reasonings?
这是属灵的教训。
And so these are the spiritual teachings.
所以读先知书，对个人来讲，灵修有造就。
So reading the prophetess books, and as personally wise, this will be very edifying towards your spirituality.
可以看到神的作为跟他的计划。
And you could see the actions and visions of God and its plannings.
扩大来看，看到教会的发展。
And if you want to expand it to a broader view, then you will see the developments of the church.
而且这个教会的救恩，它是一个普世性的。
And also the salvation from this church is actually fit for all mankind.
要让万民都流归这个山的。
And so all people will be coming back to this mountain.
小至个人到整个我基督他所成全的救赎的工作。
And this could be as little as personal, but also fulfill the whole salvation and systematic planning of God.
所以其实读先知书会让我们的眼界开阔。
And so if you're reading the prophetess books, it actually opens up our vision.
会让我们的心灵更宽广。
And so our heart and soul can be more opened.
让我们的眼界是贯穿历史的过去跟未来。
And our visions will be carried throughout history and then into the future.
我们回到2000多年前的历史背景。
So we would go back to the historic aspects background of 2,000 years ago.
但是我们导出真理的教训应用在今天的生活。
But many of the teachings of the truth today, we can be use it as life application.
我们看到2000多年前神的计划真教会的出现，然后在今天的现实生活当中就是这样来应验。
And we will see from 2,000 years ago the plans of God that Christ was born, and also this will be fulfilled in the future.And during the end times of the true church.
我们看到神要审判全民，他要做全地的主，那就在末日的审判要应验。
And so we will see God as the ultimate ultimate judgment of the people, and he will be the Lord of all mankind. And so this part of the prophecy has been revealed.
从我们生命的层面呢，以自己开始呢，扩及到我们跟人，我们跟教会，跟世界的关系。
And so for our personal life, then we will expand it to people with other people, and then also church, and then worldly.
用历史的时间纵向来看呢，从过去到现在到未来。
And from the historical point of view, we will see this from the past, the present, and also the future.
从空间来看，我个人领受救恩，我们在教会侍奉传福音，然后拯救得救的人。
And from any dimension aspects of it, that we personally receive the salvation from God and how we utilize it to help and assist with the work in church and then helping other people.
所以事实上它提供我们一个非常广的一个空这个很广大的角度，让我们去来看这些先知书。
And so realistically speaking, that the prophetess books will provide us a broader vision and scope of knowledge for us to understand.
当我们去读的时候呢，你思考的就是多面性的。
And so when we are studying it, we will study it on the multiple aspects of it.
既可以帮助灵修，也坚定我们对救赎的信心。
And this will help us with our own spiritual cultivation, but also affirms the fact of what's coming in the future.
让我们珍惜这个救恩，我们用感恩的心去侍奉。
And so we will treasure this salvation, and we will serve it with a heart of thanksgiving.
所以不但是广度很大，而且它是多彩多姿，是非常丰富的。
And not only this is very broad, but it's actually very colorful and it's actually very meaningful.
所以读明白了先知书，我们不觉得枯燥，反而是觉得很丰富。
And so the more that you understand the prophetess books, you will not feel that this is very boring and lame, but very abundant.
我们也可以体会到这个先知他当时候的 侍奉的那种心境。
And you could also understand the mindset of the prophets during the time when they're serving.
啊，我们跟古圣徒、古先知呢，啊，在心灵上做了一个超时间跟空间的对话。
And so that also with the old saints, we will surpass all dimension and time and have a conversation.
先知坚持真理那个本色跟立场。我们也从那个地方也可以来学习得到。
And the fact that how the prophets are holding up to the truth and defending by it, and throughout time has it historically changed.
作为我们今天侍奉的一个勉励。
And so this will be a mutual encouragement for all of us that's serving today.
所以我们不会说先知书是枯燥无味的。
And so we would not say that the book of prophets is boring and lame.
那我们再往下看哈。
And so we will continue to read on.
先知书它诠释的原则。
And so one of the principles of explaining the prophet's books.
再做一个回顾。
And to see a re-examination.
第一个是回归历史背景。
And the first one is the returning back to the historical backgrounds.
那么区别文学形体。
And the second one is to differentiate against the different literature structure.
就是说留意到它是一个传记的历史的叙述，还是一个意象的描述，还是一个预言的说法。
And so that we have to understand whether this is a explaining history or explaining the different visionaries or about the visions and prophecies.
不同的文学形体就有不同解释的原则。
And so from the different literature contents, then we have different ways of explaining everything.
那么这个也会在我们讲解撒迦利亚书的时候呢，会作为一个示范。
And so during talking about Zechariah, then we would have a demonstration.
啊，那第三个是寻找经卷的主题。
And the third one is to find the main topic of the Bible.
那通常我们有很多很多的教会出版的这些经卷的释义的书呢，它都已经帮我们整理很好。
And so many times in church that we have much literature that actually acts as a tool for us to use as a reference.
那我们也可以在读的时候把握一些字词的精义。
And while reading it, we could try to understand and its real meanings of the vocabularies and characters.
啊，比如说当我们在读的时候发现说归向我。神说你们要归向我，这句话就特别吸引我们。
And so that maybe when we're reading it, God says return back to me. So this will be something that's attracting us.
现在要重建圣殿，但是首先人要先归向我。
And so now we're looking to rebuild the temple, but the first thing that man have to be doing is to return back to me.
那这是一个关键的点，我们就可以再深一层的去思考。
And so this is a very critical point, and then we could study it in depth.
比如说大卫的苗裔要出现，大卫的苗裔，那这个字出现的时候，就是在谈到说大卫的子孙，耶稣基督就是大卫的子孙。
And so for example, the roots of David, and this will appear, and then we realize that Jesus Christ is the descendants of David.
那就不单只是一个家谱的传递这样的一件简普通的事件，它就变成是一个有属灵意涵的，在神救赎的计划当中非常重要的一个点。
So this is would not become a basic genealogy anymore, but actually a more in-depth meaning of the salvation of God towards mankind.
那么一就是说留意一些段落的分野。
And also you have to pay attention to different sections and separations.
就如同我们刚刚所提到的。
And this is what we had talked about before.
那再来解读预言的应验。
And also to explain and the revelation of the prophecies.
所以它有多重任务，但是也有多重的趣味。
And so this is multi-missioned, but at the same time it's very multiple and very interesting in a multiple way.
那这是一种属灵的趣味。
And so this is a interest in the spiritual aspects of things.
我们心领神会的时候会觉得非常的满足。
And once we understand its meanings, then we will feel very satisfied.
我们会有更坚定的信心。
and we will have more stronger faith.
啊，这是读先知书对我们的帮助。
And so this is the assistance that from reading the prophet's books that will provide us.
啊，那既然我们谈到说要回到历史的背景。
And so we talked about that we need to go back to history while reading the prophet's books.
那底下有一个先知时代的年代表。
And so I also provided the time frame of doing the time of the prophets.
啊，先知是处于乱世。
And then they appear during the time of a very confused state.
啊，在乱世乱世中呢，就出了先知了。
And so during a very a bizarre and confused state, prophets appeared.
那么以这个王国时代来看啊。
And so during the time of the kingdom.
啊，第一位王是扫罗。
And the first king was Saul.
啊，大概是在主前的1053年。
And he existed around 1053 BC.
那大卫。
David.
啊，1013年。
1013 BC.
那简化呢，我们就可以知道说，大卫是在耶稣基督他降生之前的1000年。
And so that to simplify all of this, then we can see that David was born approximately 1,000 years ago, ahead of Jesus.
啊，那大卫到我们现在大概是3000年。
And so from the time of David till us now, it's about 3,000 years.
啊，那这个是比这个孔子的时代更早。
And so this is more, much more earlier than the time of Confucius.
我们会说孔子是古代人啊。
And so Confucius is a time of the ancient.
那到底是多久啊？
And so how long ago was he?
还不到2600年。
And he was not longer than 2,600 years ago.
是大卫已经到我们现在大概已经超过3000年。
And but David to us now is about 3,000 years.
那底下有一个重要年代啊。
And so there's an important time.
所罗门王把王位给他的孩子罗波安的时候。
And so after Solomon passed down his kingdom to Rehoboam,
结果这个国家就分裂成南北两个朝。
And so the kingdom was divided into north and southern kingdom.
哦，这个年代是在主前的933。
And so this happened during 933 years before Christ.
好，那么北朝是以色列，南朝是犹大国。
And so the northern kingdom is Israel, and the southern kingdom is the kingdom of Judah.
这都是选民国度。
And so they are the states of the chosen people.
但是分裂成两个国家。
And but it was divided into two kingdoms.
那然后呢？这个北朝以色列是在主前722年呢，被掳到亚述了，被亚述帝国给灭掉了。
And the northern kingdom Israel was captured as captives about 722 BC by the Assyrians.
那么比较早以前的一个参考年代是721啊。
And so earlier reference point was 721 BC.
不过近来这些圣经学者他们有更多的资料发现哈，他们认为说722年啊是会比较准确的。
And but the more recent biblical scholar feels that 722 BC is more accurate.
啊，那这给我们做参考就可以。好。
And so this is used as reference.
好，北朝以色列被灭掉了。
And so the northern kingdom Israel was annihilated.
剩下南朝犹大。
And so what was left was the southern kingdom of Judah.
可是到了主前606年呢，这个巴比伦帝国呢，他第一次来入侵啊这个犹大国。
And so at 606 BC, this was the first time the Babylonians invaded the kingdom of Judah.
这个时候犹大国呢，他大概名字还在，但实际上他已经没有力量了。
And but during this time, the kingdom of Judah, the name still exists, but it's irrelevant at this time.
那第二次再来就是596年又入侵。
And the second invasion happened in 596 BC.
到第三次啊，586年。
And the third time was 586 BC.
这是主前的，主耶稣降生之前的586年。
And so this is before Christ of 586 years.
这个攻进了耶路撒冷城，圣殿也被毁了。
And so they invaded Jerusalem, and then also the temple was destroyed.
好，那整个以色列国都灭亡了。
And so this is a total annihilation of the Israel kingdom.
可是神借着耶利米先知有跟他们预言 满七十年要让他们回来。
And through Prophet Jeremiah, that God has prophesied to them that once they fulfill 70 years, they shall return.
所以在主前的536年呢，他们就第一次回到国家。
And so 536 BC, this is the first time they have gone back to their hometown.
所罗巴伯当省长。
And Zerubbabel was the state official.
这个大祭司是约书亚。
And the high priest was Joshua.
他们回来了。
And they came back.
他们回来以后呢，第二年就是535年，他们就重建圣殿。
And so after the second year, which is 525 BC, they rebuilded the temple.
可是他们遇到敌人的阻挡呢，结果一停工就停了15年。
But they faced the opposition of the enemies, and then so they stopped construction and for about 15 years.
到了主前520年，神兴起哈该先知、撒加利亚先知，鼓励信这些百姓要再动手重建要再复工重建这个圣殿，这个工作要继续。
And around 520 BC, God has revived Haggai and also Zechariah to encourage the people to rebuild the temple.
那当他们被鼓励以后呢，从520年重建到516年，四年的时间就完成了。
And so after they were encouraged to rebuild from 520 to 516 BC, four years span that everything was completed.
那我们在读哈该书的时候有一个印象。
And so when we're reading the book of Haggai, we have one feeling.
先知告诉他们说要为神来重建圣殿。
And so the prophets instructed the people that they have to rebuild the temple for God.
但是他们那个时候说神的时候还没有到。
But at the time they proclaimed that the time of God has not yet arrived.
神让他们有这个机会回来也为他们预备了这个建殿所需要的很多很多金银财宝费用还有一些材料。
And God actually provided an opportunity to return at the same time, provided many building construction materials such as very precious treasures and other building materials.
所以其实神的时候在主前536年就到了。
And so actually this time came, the opportunity to rebuild was 536 year BC.
让他们能够很顺利的回到自己的地方要重建。
And so that they could very smoothly return back to their kingdom and to rebuild.
那现在受到阻挡他们就停了。
And so once facing opposition, they have stopped all construction work.
只是把地基做好。
And they were able to only establish the foundations.
停15年的时间。
And they have ceased work for 15 years.
如果他们继续靠神突破这些困难呢，他们在11年前就完成了。
And so if they rely on God and continuing on with the constructions, they would be able to complete it for about 11 years later.
但是因为人的软弱呢，就延宕了这个工作。
And because of the weaknesses of men, so the work was stopped.
所以人的软弱可能会让一些教会的工作呢受到阻挡。
And so because of the weakness of men, that will possibly stop some of the holy works in church.
可是他们重新再复工，四年的时间就完成。
And so they pressed on and restarted the construction, and they were able to complete it after 4 years.
而且呢，这个哈该先知呢，他是在大利乌王第二年六月一日呢，神呼召他。
And this prophet Haggai was called upon by King Darius in the sixth month on the first day of the month.
他一鼓励，到六月二十四日，百姓就重新动工了。
And so once he encouraged the people, so on the 24th day, the people again restarted the construction process.
23天又重新工作。
And so after 23 days, they again started work.
停了15年的工作，在23天之内就可以复工。
And so after work was stopped for 15 years, but within 23 days, they were able to start back up again.
他们有力量的。
And they have strength.
神看顾的。
And this is something that God watches over.
神的时候在15年前就到了。
And so the time of God has arrived 15 years ago.
他们随时都可以复工的。
And so they could definitely start, restart construction again.
但是他们躲在一个冠冕堂皇的理由底下，他们这样安然度了15年，这15年的生命是白白浪费，躲在一个神的时候还没有到，这个冠冕堂皇的理由底下。
And so they were hidden under a very glorious and beautiful excuse that the time of God has not yet arrived. So this was delayed.
这是自我陶醉，自我催眠呐、啊，然后自我自以为是，结果浪费15年的时间。
And so, this is a self hypnosis and self mesmerization. So that's why this was delayed for 15 years.
神的时候如果还没有到，为什么神会激励这个波斯王古列啊，这个殖民国的这个君王啊，同意让以色列百姓回来
？And so, if the time have not yet arrived for God, then why would the king of Persia at the time was able to allow the people to return back and to rebuild?
Oh, 那是圣经说神激动啊，波斯王也激励啊以色列百姓。
And so the Bible records that God has compelled and touched upon the king of Persia at the time to allow the Israelites to come back.
这一切都是神的作为。
And so all of this is the actions of God.
而且这些人他们被激励以后呢，他们是为了回来要重建圣殿，为了重建圣殿才回来的。
And so after all the people was compelled that they came back because of the fact that they want to rebuild the temple.
只是遇到困难他们就停工。
And once facing difficulties and they have stopped all work.
他们没有从一个更广的角度来看神的旨意。
And so they haven't seen God's will on a broader view.
所以就躲在一个自以为是的一个借口底下呢，就浪费十五年时间。
And so they have hidden under their own excuse for 15 years.
现在神感动哈该先知，也感动撒加利亚先知。
And so now God really touched Prophet Haggai and also Prophet Zechariah.
要重建圣殿。
And to rebuild the temple.
所以撒迦利亚书其实就是呼应哈该书的内容。
And so the book of Zechariah is a continuation of the book of Haggai.
这两位都是重建圣殿的先知。
And these two prophets are the prophets that assist in reconstruction of the temple.
神让他们回到自己的故土来。
And so God allows them to return back to their own country.
他们很感动，他们很感谢。
And they are very moved and they're very thankful.
但是因为人软弱呢，他们就停工了。
And because of the weaknesses of men, so all works were stopped.
好，我们进入撒迦利亚书来看。
And so after, now we're entering into the book of Zechariah.
作者是撒迦利亚先知。
And so the author is Prophet Zechariah.
那么以色列的男子呢，他们的名字呢都是有意思的。
And so most of the male Israelites, their names have certain meanings.
那通常他们会跟他们的信仰做一个关联。
And usually their names are related to their direct faith.
像撒迦利亚，他的意思就是说，主神哈，纪念的意思。
And Zechariah means that the Lord God will remember.
神会纪念，神会看顾。
And God will remember, and God will watch over.
好了，那这个名字的意思呢？我们把它放到现在要鼓励他们重建圣殿，把这两个东西、两件事情放在一起看。
And so now that they are encouraged to rebuild the temple, so we will view these two things together.
已经给我们做一个标示了。
And so this is a something that was pointed out to us already.
这件事情是神的工作，神会纪念，神会看顾。
And so this work is the work of God, and God will watch over, and God will remember.
那这个名字很好，所以其实在旧约里面呢，用这个名字的呢，可能有超过二十个以上。
And so this is actually a very good name. So in the Old Testament, there are about maybe 20 people that have used this name.
那现在我们讲的这个撒迦利亚。
And so Zechariah, what we have talked about,
他有他的家谱。
And he has his own genealogy.
是义多的孙子。
And he is the grandson of Edo.
比利家的儿子。
And also the son of Berechiah.
然后看起来他就是一个祭司的家谱。
And it seems like he is from the family genealogy of the priest.
好，那既然他被神呼召的工作。
And so he was called upon by God to be doing this work.
那么圣经也记载他是从巴比伦回来。
And the Bible records that he came back from Babylon.
他是被掳归回后的先知。
And so he was a prophet that was captive and then returned back.
跟哈该先知一起同工。
And so he worked together along with prophet Haggai.
但是撒加利亚他工作的时间可能会比较长。
And but Zechariah probably worked a bit longer.
好，那我们要看的就是说，好，哈该跟撒加利亚先知，他们两个都是重建圣殿的先知。
And so we will see this that prophet Haggai and Zechariah, they are the prophets of reconstruction.
那么他们这两位先知，他们所传的信息有没有不一样的地方？
And so from these two prophets, do they have proclaimed different messages?
应该是说一致，但是表达方式不一样。
And we can say that this is they're in unison, but the way they explained it is a bit different.
哈该书啊比较简短。
And the book of Haggai is actually very brief.
那么它比较着重那个实务性的工作。
And its more focus is main on the practical aspects of the work.
它是直接用言语一直鼓励啊以色列百姓。
And from using words of encouragement, it's directly encouraged the Israel people.
叫他们要上山取木料，要开始着手重建。
And that they have to go on the mountainside to store materials and then to start the construction.
他从神所领受的话语呢，再传给耶稣亚啊，再传给所罗巴伯。
And from the words that he received, that he was passed on to Joshua and Zerubbabel.
所罗巴伯是省长。
And Zerubbabel was the state official.
行政组织上的带领者。
And he was the head of the administrator at the time.
耶稣亚是大祭司。
And Joshua was the high priest.
他是属灵系统的带领者。
And so he is the spiritual leader.
现在两个一起来配合。
And so from the two that they will come in one.
那这个工作是先知来鼓励。
And so this work is more encouraged by prophets.
在神的选民国度里面这有这三种职分。
And so from the chosen kingdom and the people within the kingdom, there are three different duties.
这个组织很特别。
So this team is very special.
既然以色列百姓啊要仿效迦南人，要以人为王，神也勉强来答应了。
And so because the Israelites wants to have their own kings and to follow after the Canaanites, and God actually allowed it.
哦，但是他要成为，他要为他上位之后，要为自己来抄写一份的这个摩西的律法书。
And so after starting his work, then he would need to hand copy the Mosaic law and commandments.
哦，所以给他一些限制。
And so there are some restrictions.
而且呢，预先告诉他们以人为王将来可能的发展怎么样。
And this is telling them that, once you want to anoint a person as king, and what are its consequences?
好，不管是行政的还是说在宗教性的属灵系统。
And doesn't matter whether this is administrative or this is something that's religious in the religious system.
如果他们不能够发挥这个功能，
and then if they cannot be effective,
偏离神的路，
and then they strayed away God's path,
先知就出来，
and the prophets will appear.
所以先知是为乱世而生，
and so prophets appears because of in a very bizarre state.
他就出来责备。
And so he will come out and rebuke.
把那个错误导正归回来。
And they wanted to change the wrong to back to the good.
那先知他没有固定的职权。
And so the prophet does not have normal duties.
他不像祭司跟君王是世袭的，一代传一代的。
And not like the kings were priests. They are passed on from generation to generations.
他直接从神的呼召来的，所以他有超人的身份。
And so he was directly called upon by God, so he has a status that's beyond men.
他不受制于这个组织。
And he is not restrained or restricted to a certain organization.
他顺从神的呼召，他对神负责。
And so he is completely obedient to the calling of God, and he directly reports to God.
工作的时间不一定，工作的地点也不一定。
And so he doesn't have a certain working location or different job aspects.
超人的身份，所以他有超人的作为。
And so because he have abilities that surpasses men, so he can do things that surpasses men.
勇敢的来指责这个错误。
And so he was able to bravely accuses these mistakes.
哈该先知他的工作比较像这样。
And so Prophet Haggai's work contents are more likely like this.
他还要以色列百姓哦，要重新回转哦，有一些错误的地方，灵修上的错误呢，要赶快把它改进，然后再着手重建。
And so he wants the people of Israel to re-examine their ways and to correct their mistakes and to improve.
也告诉他们，神会震动天地呢，让万国的珍宝都运过来，你们要放心。
And also telling them that God will shake the nations and all treasures from all of the earth and places will be coming here.
所以他的信息是比较着重于实务性的指导。
And so his message is more delivered on a more practical action statements.
那撒迦利亚书呢，他篇幅比较长。
And so Zechariah has a more a broader job definition.
一开始神给先知看到八个异象。
And in the beginning, the prophets were shown 8 different visions.
哦，所以撒迦利亚先知他的信息呢，其实是比较宽广。
And so the prophet of Zechariah, his message is actually much broader.
那个属灵的气氛会比较高。
And so he has a more higher spiritual elements.
这个异象就是神的奥秘。
And because of the visions are the mysteries of God.
可是呢，这个也是要落实在现实生活当中。
But this has to be landed on a practical life application as well.
但是他谈一些道理的理论。
And so he will be talking about different theories in the truth.
从神来的那个异象的启示。
And something that's directly coming from God and its revelations.
那么他才从这个地方再带出来，不但重建圣殿要完成，这个国家以色列要复兴起来。
And so from this he will be bringing about the different elements and then a revival of the kingdom of Israel.
有受膏者要来。
And there will be anointed one that will be arriving.
所以这个受膏者后来就变成专有名词。
And so this anointed one, this phrase became a vocabulary.
专用在耶稣基督身上。
And this was only used on Jesus Christ.
他要骑着驴子来。
And he will be riding in on a donkey.
他要成为一个牧者。
And he will be a shepherd.
他要变卖30块钱。
And he will be sold for 30 pieces of silver.
等等，这些预言都要放在耶稣基督身上。
And from these prophecies, everything will be placed upon Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个部分就比哈该先生讲的更繁复、更广阔。
And so, this part of it, has much more, is much more contents than Prophet Haggai.
对当代有鼓励跟安慰作用。
And so he has a meaning of comforting and also encouragement.
那是他的信息要。在历史中要有多重多层跟终极的应验。
And so historically, his message will provide multiple actions and layers.
所以这两卷书我们读起来那个旨趣都不太一样，那个感觉都不太一样。
And so from reading these two different books, then the feeling that we get is completely different.
都一样从神来的。
And everything is from God.
所以这样两卷书这个两个先知所讲的信息对当时候的百姓它就有一种相辅相成的作用。
And from these two scrolls and then the different messages that the two prophets was proclaiming at the time, they actually coincide with one another.
所以圣经就说因为有这两位先知的鼓励呢圣殿就重建完成。
And so the Bible describes that because of the encouragement of these two prophets that the temple was able to be rebuilt.
那我们要查考的撒迦利亚书就是这样跟哈该书有截然有很大不一样的地方。
And so this is the more distinctive differences from the book of Zechariah aside from Haggai.
我们再把这段文字再看一下写作目的第二写作目的。
And so we will be reading this again part two the purpose of writing.
本书的目的是为鼓励当时候的百姓要起来重建圣殿。
And so the purpose of this book is to compel and encourage the people at the time to courageously rebuilding the temple.
然后也预言这个选民国度呢要建立，又提到弥赛亚的来临。
And also to prophesize the chosen people and the kingdom, and to reaffirm and the evidence of coming of the Messiah.
就是大卫的后裔要来当王。
And so this will be the descendants of David will become king.
这个时间在大力乌王第二年主前520年。
And so this time frame was in during King Darius' second year, 520 years BC.
为了要鼓励已经停工十五年的圣殿呢，要重建。
And so this is to encourage that the work that was stopped for 15 years of the rebuilding of temple.
好，那我们再看最后一段。
And we will read the last part.
这个弥赛亚他有两次要来临的预言。
And so the Messiah actually has two prophecies of his coming.
有揭发了神在末世的救赎跟审判计划。
And also this is to reveal that God's salvation plans in the end times.
所以这些不关乎不仅啊关乎到以色列的复兴。
And so this is not only concerning the revival of the kingdom of Israel.
让我们清楚知道在末世神他救赎的计划。
And but this clearly allows us to understand its systematic planning of the future of salvation during end times.
以及我们真教会的未来。
And also the future of the true church.
那我们下一节就开始从第一章第一节开始来读。
And so next class will be studying from chapter 1, verse 1.
那我们大家一起喜爱来读圣经。
And I'm hoping that all of us will be delighted in reading the Bible.
一起默祷。
And let's pray.